RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Dan Devone here on Christmas Eve. How do you spend tomorrow, Jersey Ken? What's going on in the household?
Oh, I got... I'm going to be cooking tomorrow.
Anything that... Me and my man Cam Williams would get excited over?
Well, I got a 10-pound prime rib if you guys want to jump in on that.
Say no more.
Yeah, dude. I go big on Christmas dinner. How about you?
So how are you preparing that thing?
Well...
You're going to roast it, right?
Yeah, I'm going to roast it, and then I'm going to reverse sear it.
What does that mean?
So I've been looking online for a bunch of different recipes, and the New York Times has a good one, but apparently when you're resting it kind of cooks too far past, because I want it like that nice medium rare color. And yeah, it cooks too far past. So I've seen this one where you'd take off the bones, like the rib bones, and you attach it to the fat cap of the prime rib roast, and you use that as kind of like a shell, like to kind of protect it. And then you roast it for a certain, to get to like 100 or 125 internal. And then when you take it out, you separate the rib bones from the actual roast, and you take the roast and you put some beef tallow in a pan and you roast it and you sear it to get that nice crispy crunch on the outside. And then when you slice it after it's set it for a while, the whole cap, including the inside, is that they coincide with the same color.
So you get that crust and then that tender sort of medium rare experience.
Right, because sometimes people overcook it and the cap on the outside of like the prime rib slice, it'll overcook and it'll be kind of like a, like almost, I don't want to say grayish, but like a little too brown, a little too like overdone.
That's seriously involved, man. You know what's going on. Have you been down here in Van Ness, the house of prime rib?
I haven't, but I've been to Original Joe's, which makes a great prime rib, although I didn't have their prime rib. I need to try both of them.
So the house of prime rib, I actually had buddies whose father, I think, used to own that back in the day. And so it used to be like a spot. But then California became, obviously, California when it came to red meat, which is something that a lot of people just didn't do. And it was not trending. It was not fashionable to go to the House of Prime Rib. But it's been around forever. And then all of a sudden, I would say over the last maybe 3 to 5 years, it's made this remarkable comeback. Maybe longer than that. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like hard to get a reservation. I've tried to on like Resy or whatever, Open Table, something like that. It's like it's really hard to get a reservation. I heard it's better to just walk in and then they kind of find you a table as opposed to you trying to, you know, get one on the internet.
All right, so we have some more news about Steve Kerr. Not more news, but rather we're going to actually hear from Steve Kerr. We've been telling you what it is that he said today in the latest involving him and Draymond Green. There was a practice, and afterwards he addressed the media. Jersey Ken, Can we play a little sound from Steve Kerr today?
I talked to the team. Draymond also talked to the team. We both apologized for what transpired. It was not a good look. As I said, it was on me as the coach to recognize the circumstances, and I did not do that. I let my emotions get the best of me, and it was not my, like I said, not my finest hour. But I also know exactly who Draymond is and exactly who I am. We want the exact same thing. And that's a good thing. And I think we're going to be fine. We're going to move forward from here, and I'm excited about what's ahead.
You know, now that I hear him, I might be with you. I don't know if he's covering up, but I think he went high road.
It's very PR, you know, sounding.
Yeah. It's funny because when I read the bite, it had sort of a different effect. Now that I hear him, I get the sense that, yeah, he doesn't want to pile on.
Right.
Like I think everybody sort of recognizes that it's been a rough week for Draymond. The last thing I need to do is, as the head coach and as sort of the adult in this relationship, is to add on and compound things and target Draymond, even though he was in the wrong here. So he sort of, he didn't solely say it was my fault. I think he sort of said it was a joint ugly display on the part of both of us, and we both apologize. It's not a good look. And it certainly isn't. As the head coach and as an adult, you should not, especially when people are dropping that, so you know how much money you're spending to sit and watch a Warrior game these days. You don't want to see that, man. And I think he just went high road on this thing. But I don't know that he's necessarily absolving Draymond Green entirely.
Well, that's the thing, though, because he said, because who was the one who walked out? Draymond. Draymond walked out on his team. I mean, he came back eventually, but he wasn't even in uniform anymore. He was in warm-ups. So to me, it's like, yeah.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They're both wrong, I guess, but Draymond walked out. So to me, he's the one that's should be, you know, everyone should be pointing the finger at a little bit more than Steve Kerr.
Yeah, I think Steve Kerr's emotions after the game were a little bit more real, a little bit more raw when he said...
Yeah, he was kind of like stone-faced, like, yeah, no, we got into it. And
he was asked whether there was, did he consider putting Draymond back in the game? And he without hesitation said no. No, he left. He left. It wasn't that sort of demeanor today. Obviously, people cooled down, cooler heads prevail. But I don't know. I guess there's two ways to interpret Draymond Green getting up and leaving. The obvious is, what are you doing? Even Scottie Pippen, when he refused to go into a game, didn't get up and go to the locker room. Like, players have refused to go into games. That's happened before. But getting up and leaving and going to a locker room, obviously that can be interpreted as a new low for Draymond Green, and or a different way to spin this is that a bit of maturity on the part of Draymond where he's walking away from a situation that could get only uglier.
Well, that's what they were trying to spin it that way. And I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, I guess because he could have gotten worse, like you said. But to me, I think about, what about the younger guys? What do they think when Draymond walks out on the team? Like, that to me, that doesn't show leadership. And what does Jonathan Kuminga think? Because he's getting all these DNPs, and I don't know if Draymond's going to get a DNP.
I'm glad you mentioned, because we'll get into Draymond again, but the Jonathan Kuminga situation, that's just gotten weird now. So he does not play, and then he does play, but then he plays for 5 minutes or 9 minutes the other night against Phoenix. Then apparently he's hurt, and then he gets DNP'd against Orlando. He was healthy the other night. So I don't know how to read this any longer other than it's over. And I said this on Warriors This Week to Ev, and I was like, if he does get an opportunity to play again, which I'm assuming he will, right? If he does what it is that he's been doing, overthinking possessions, deferring to Steph Curry, making sure, as Shamari mentioned, that he works within the system because that's what he's got to do in order to stay on the floor. He's got to make sure that he gets other guys involved. If he does that again where he's thinking too much, shame on you, Jonathan Kuminga. You may as well at this point, when and if you ever get run again, if you get some burn with the Golden State Warriors and you're back on that floor, shoot the damn ball, man. You may as well. I know he believes that he's the best player on the floor, and part of me believes that, you know, he can deal on just about anybody, whether he plays defense and all the other things, basketball plays and the little things. Yeah, I don't know that I can necessarily go there. But I do believe that he has the athleticism. If you were to clear aside, he could take the majority of wing defenders to the rack, or he can back you down and get into that little turnaround from about 18 feet. I think he's got an arsenal he could throw at you, man, especially if he's confident. Be that guy. You may as well. Because what's Steve Kerr going to do? Pull you? DMP you? Trade you? Newsflash, that's happening already.
Do you think he's doing... Again, I'm speculating here, but that's kind of what I like to do sometimes. Do you think he's doing it on himself? You think he's giving him... You think Kuminga is giving his own DMPs? Because like, he could tell him, hey, Steve, I'm not playing tonight. Coach.
You know, there might be something to that, because it's gotten to the point where...
Like he's showcasing here and there, and then... When the trade deadline comes, you know, I'm still healthy. I don't risk injury.
I mean, that's a possibility, but what are the benefits that you're healthy? There's some plausibility to that, because I think it's gotten to the point where it's just so absurd that maybe there's some internal workings here that we're not privy to. But I just don't know how that really benefits Jonathan Kuminga at the end of the day. And as a young player, you know, when you're in your early 20s, getting hurt is not something you really think about. It's something that LeBron James thinks about. It's something that Steph thinks about. As a young player, you just want to go. So I don't know what's going on there, but there's certainly something. And if it's Steve Kerr, we've reached the point of no return here. But it's the rock in the hard spot, because if I'm Joe Lacob, you know, and I pick up the phone and I talk to Steve Kerr, and I'm like, okay, even though I'm a Jonathan Kuminga fan and I'm a supporter of this player, if you do indeed want to move him, don't we have to showcase him a little bit? Don't we have to get him some runs so we can show that he can actually be that guy? Shouldn't we tease a little bit? Is Steve Kerr just so entrenched in, no, man, I can't risk losing games at the expense of just putting this guy out there as a fat turkey so that we can get, you know, somebody to come in and buy this thing. It's so bizarre now with Jonathan Kuminga when you think about going back to the offseason where everybody was talking about him and the contract and getting traded, not just here in the Bay Area. It was the story in the NBA. And then the beginning of the year, it's like, oh my God, it's Jonathan Kuminga. The light went on. He's that guy. He's part of the system. He's playing well. Jonathan Kuminga is going to be the third scorer. The Golden State Warriors are going to be okay because Jonathan Kuminga is finally that guy. After 4 years, he got it here in year five, and now we cut to today where we're in this situation where he just doesn't play. And it's not because he's hurt. It's simply because he's ineffective, and the Steve Kerr, Jonathan Kuminga song and dance continues. That guy has got to be traded. Jersey Ken, you're with me that has to end.
Yeah, I think it needs to, in a sense, just so we can be done with it, because the narrative just keeps going on and on. You know who we should have asked to go and figure out this Kuminga conundrum is Jeff Pearlman.
Yeah.
He would have been all in there. And I'm sure he will. Maybe he will eventually.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get a book, you know, 5 years down the road.
It's gotten that strange where Pearlman may find some nuggets in this thing.
If anybody could, I believe Jeff Pearlman can.
It's just, it's sad because I was such a big Jonathan Kuminga guy. You know, but I really think that when it begins and ends with this guy on the defensive side of the ball, I don't think it's the system and knowing where to be and making sure you get other guys involved. I think there's two things that this team needs. They need to get bigger. They get eight guards that play, and all of them are 6'4 and under. It's not like, we're not talking guards like 6'7 Klay Thompson. Not those kind of guards. We get small guards and they all get run. It's a small team and it's an unathletic basketball team.
The only one I like, honestly, out of all of them is Moody. I just every time I watch that guy play, especially because he can play defensively.
Well, but Moody, a lot like that of Podziemski, is just sort of inconsistent.
Yeah.
And I think that there needs to be more consistency from that of Moses Moody.
But I think Kerr needs to figure out the rotation first, and then let's see what you got.
Well, that's just it, man. We're at the one-third into the season. Usually at this point, it's you sort of, okay, I know the personality of this team. It's almost like sort of an extended tryouts. Like, okay, I know my personnel, and I know what it is that I can go with, and I can sort of reduce my roster, my rotation. And most teams are doing that. They're paring it down. They know the identity of their basketball team. They know their starting five. They know exactly who their sixth man is. They know the rotation in terms of 7 through 9. The Warriors are still going they played 13 guys the other night. They're still playing 13 dudes. And so, I don't know at what point, you know, it's easier said than done where Steve Kerr's like, okay, this is my rotation. How much longer are we? GP2 still seeing run. What more does he need to see? And GP2's playing well. So what does that mean at the end of the day? Just you can't play this many guys and quote unquote be good. It's not the way things are done. It just doesn't happen. And so at some point, Steve Kerr has got to make that decision as to, these are my guys, and stop with this playing everybody. But again, if you're playing that many guys, it's kind of like playing two or three quarterbacks in the NFL. If you got two, you got none. So if I'm playing this many guys, it just means that just nobody has stepped up and reared their head and taken a position. We thought maybe Pat Spencer did there for a little while. Speaking of Pat Spencer, I'm a Pat Spencer guy.
Love Pat Spencer.
You kind of look like him a little bit.
Yeah, we have the same facial hair, apparently.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. You know what? I know that Podziemski's been playing well, but he, a lot like Moody to me, is sort of inconsistent. I just need to see this over an extended period of time before I'm about to say Podziemski's that guy. And I know Podziemski is everything that I said Jonathan Kuminga is not. He's a guy that just isolate on this guy for like a stretch of 5 minutes throughout the course of a game. He is perpetual movement defensively. He is rotating. He's helping out. He doesn't quit on anything. If there's a loose ball, he's on it, man. He takes more charges than anybody. I can understand if I'm a coach why he plays. because it's the little things that people don't recognize or care about. He wants to impact every single play, especially defensively. So I get it. But the reason why I like Pat Spencer is because, first of all, Spencer hasn't been very good of late. And we talk about turnovers. And I heard Dunleavy the other day underlying saying turnovers, that's the main culprit. And as a result, Pat Spencer wasn't very good, especially in that brief time he played against Orlando. I think he had two turnovers, and that's not good when you only played a couple of minutes. But that's just a matter of getting him in the rotation, just saying, we're going to go with you. Because I do believe long-term, I'd buy Pat Spencer. And if it comes down between him and Pajemski, I like Spencer better than Pajemski. And the reason why I say that, I think he's more of a fluid basketball player. Maybe it's Pajemski in those black shoes. I have an issue with that, man.
I haven't even noticed that.
He just looks clunky. And just when he gets into his offensive set, it's awkward to me. And I just think that Pat Spencer is a guy that he immediately knows how to balance the floor. He knows where to go with the basketball. And I do think if this guy gets late in the clock and he's ISO, something tells me he can back you down. And kind of like his brother Cam, he's got some weapons there. Pajemski is just sort of this, it's all kneecaps and elbows and up and unders and these weird, maybe it's a left-handed thing. Maybe I have got sort of this bias against left-handed people where it's just sort of weird, man. He's not Chris Mullin smooth, who is probably the smoothest left-hander I've ever seen play basketball. Pajemski's the polar opposite, man. It's all kneecaps and elbows and that red floppy hair and those black shoes, and then he's got knee highs. It's just, I know that has nothing to do with anything at the end of the day. It's just a bad look.
It's the aesthetics that you have trouble with at this time?
I do. But I also think the game, I just don't think he's nearly as fluid as Spencer.
But I don't want to, and I don't want to take away what you're saying, because I kind of agree, but you also talked about the size factor. You know, Pat Spencer's smaller than Pajemski.
Well, I mean, yeah.
You know, but not by much, but I'm just saying, like,
neither one of them is a big guy. So at the end of the day, we're talking, what, 6'1 as opposed to 6'1.5.
But do you think that Pajemski can give you more intangibles than Pat Spencer, especially when it comes to the hustle play?
He can, but if it continues to be inconsistent, I'm looking at Spencer, because I don't think, for whatever reason, and I don't have anything to base this on, because he's playing extended minutes for the first time in his career, I have more confidence in Pat Spencer being a more of a consistent player if they go to him, or if he gets into the rotation and he has consistent minutes. I think he can be more of a consistent basketball player. And the Pajemski experiment, which spans over a year now, it just seems like there's what it is that we've seen over the last couple of games, and then he just goes away, or he's just not very good. But I think the problem in all of this, my man Jersey Ken, is that we're talking about Pat Spencer and Brandon Pajemski as being impact players. I mean, how good can you really be as a basketball team?
Right, and I think that's one of the biggest issues, too. And you said there's so many guards. Like, we didn't even mention D'Anthony Melton, who finally just got back from injury, and he's been having an impact.
I think D'Anthony Melton is just, you can see it. You can see the rust coming off of him. Like, D'Anthony Melton is just, it's not very good right now. It's just simply because he hasn't played. But once he gets the reps, once he gets his win, you can see it. You can see it, man. You can see the wingspan. Like, that's an ideal number two on this team. I think he's an ideal two number anywhere. But I do think that once he gets to a point, and I said this earlier in the crossover, that the ideal lineup to me when everyone's healthy is D'Anthony Melton's your number two. And I know you're a Moses Moody guy, but D'Anthony Melton's got to be your two. Kerr, obviously, the one. Draymond, a front court of Draymond Green, Al Horford, and Jimmy Butler.
I think
this is when everybody's healthy.
I think Al Horford, by the way, is going to be returning soon. So yeah. we might see him.
And the sciatica is okay. Sciatica. That just seems like...
It's not a great feeling. Have you ever had it?
No, but that just seems like next stage is a walker.
It's like lightning in your legs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I got a friend who's passing a gold star, what do they call the
Kidney stone?
Kidney stone.
Oh, those are rough.
Yeah.
Those are rough. And I think it gets worse when you get older, obviously, like sciatica, because like Draymond, LeBron James had it, and he was sidelined for like, what, a month, you know, pretty much.
If you're getting sciatica, I should tell you something about the roster constructor, that of the Golden State Warriors.
You should be talking to your marketing rep. Maybe you can get some advertising, do some advertising for sciatica.
I mean, usually lower extremity injuries, you know, you got something's wrong with the glute. You pulled the hammy, ACL's acting up, something's going on with the hamstring. Sciatica? Come on, man. What's next?
It's going around, Dan. People get sciatica.
Gout? Somebody on that Warrior team going to get gout next?
Listen, I've had gout. It's not fun, dude.
Could you fit into your shoe?
Oh, yeah. It's not like that. Apparently, if you drink too much whiskey or eat too much like shellfish, like shrimp, get gout.
And
I was doing too much.
And what happens?
Feels like you can't, like, it's like
it concentrates on your foot, right?
Yeah, it's like, it feels like a bad bruise, and even soft, like it hurts to the touch. Like you can't even walk.
And that's it. That's because
gout is a really old
too much
thing,
whiskey.
Though. I'm telling on myself. Yeah, apparently there's something in whiskey and something in shellfish, and then they correspond with each other.
One day you and I have to drink Japanese whiskey, which is something I'm
down. I love Japanese whiskey.
Really?
I love it. Yeah.
So there's something called Kira. It's got to be Kira barreled, which I've had, and it's pretty awesome, man.
Yeah, I'm totally down.
Yeah, so because I've had, obviously, we've all had some sake. Do we got to get to a break? Are we being sponsored by anybody that's any sake companies out there? You give me the sake, and I will pimp your brand right here. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment was sponsored by Ceremony Ford. Bay Area heads up, the Ford Final Day's year-end sales event is on now at Ceremony Ford. Get an extra $1,000 in bonus cash on new 2025 Fords, plus 0% APR for 60 months on F-150, Explorer Escapes, Mach-E, Lightning, and Super Duty. Zero down, zero payments for 90 days. Ends January 2nd. Ceremony Ford, right off 280 or online at ceremonyford.com. Up next here on 95.7 The Game, put on your helmets. That's right. We're talking 49ers. We're talking what? NFC Championship game? Are you kidding me? Super Bowl? Is this team never going to travel again? How did this happen? We'll try and explain it. Dan Avone here on 95.7 The Game next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. and the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.